Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Kyle Henderson along with Andrew Bone. Today, we're talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Going into a busy week, you got Alabama starting spring football practice on Friday. You also have Alabama's men's basketball team playing in the NCAA basketball tournament on Saturday. So a lot to go over, but of course, recruiting won't stop on BamaInsider.com here with Andrew Bone. Bone, how is your bracket looking, man, for March Madness?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't even filled one out. I hadn't even looked at it. I usually have it filled out by the end of Sunday night. And last year, obviously, there wasn't one. But the year before, I remember I think I filled it out like 10 minutes before the first game tipped off. So I'm going to have to get on it pretty quickly because I got a few different brackets that I'm doing this year. Obviously the one on Bama Insider. So, hey, you know, all of our fans who are watching, you know, sign up for the Bama Insider bracket. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. So, okay, so we're talking recruiting. Alabama just inked Emmanuel Henderson. They didn't ink him, but he got a commitment from an in-state prospect. Now Alabama has two in-state commitments. Kind of want to just get the pulse on, you know, now that the dust had settled a little bit more on your take on Henderson and kind of just this class, how it's building out so far. I know it's early in the process, ranked number 14 in the team rankings, a lot better than last year. But five commitments now, starting to get a little bit of momentum. Your thoughts on Henderson and just kind of how this class is developing so far?
You know, it's a great start to this recruiting class. You know, Alabama's, you know, been pretty patient. They haven't racked up a bunch of commitments just yet. You know, five commitments, you know, pretty strong start, but you know, I don't see them, you know, trying to land, you know, 10, 15 commitments before we get to the month of June, because you know, it's starting to look like we're going to have some, you know, some camps this summer. So kids are going to be able to get evaluated a little bit more. So, you know, it gives Alabama a little bit of opportunity to be patient and, you know, really kind of determine, you know, who they really want to go after. But Emmanuel Henderson jumping on board last week, obviously this past week, you know, it's huge. You got 6'1", he's listed at 185 pounds, a little outdated. I think he's about 6'1", 195 pounds now. And, you know, from talking to his head coach, Jim Bob Stripling the other day, you know, it certainly seems like Henderson's recruited more as an athlete than a running back by Alabama. So I certainly believe that Alabama still going after, you know, several running backs. You know, there's a lot of guys that are out there they're still going after. So even though Henderson's rated as a running back, I'd list him more as an athlete. You know, can really kind of play all over, can, you know, can line up at, in the slot. He could also potentially play defensive back. You know, I know he loves playing running back. He's an offensive guy. But I wouldn't label him just as a running back. I think he's more of an athlete, and I think Alabama's, you know, still trying to go after at least a couple running backs. Would not be surprised if we saw, you know, potentially two more running backs in this recruiting class. So I think that's going to be something to watch moving forward. But Emmanuel Henderson, certainly an elite talent, you know, somebody that Alabama has recruited for a very long time. And I'm sure when he announced that decision, you know, he was wearing an orange and blue tie, and yeah, certainly probably scared a lot of people when he announced that decision. But we were pretty confident that he was going to be choosing Alabama. I think you know, he's very confident in his decision. I think, you know, like I said before, I think Alabama has talked to him more about, you know, playing some different roles on their team and not just labeling him as a running back. I think they really want to spread him out and get the ball in his hands, or, you know, potentially, you know, moving over to the defense side of the ball. So we'll see, you know, what they end up doing with him. But amazing athlete and somebody that Alabama, you know, really wanted as part of this recruiting class. Excuse me. Give a lot of credit to Charles Kelly, his area recruiter. I thought he did a great job developing that relationship with Emmanuel throughout the entire process, and that, you know, that's a relationship that's gone on for you know, about a year now. So a lot of props to Coach Kelly for reeling him in, and, you know, well, let's see what happens moving forward.
Here with Andrew Bone talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. We appreciate you more than you know. Definitely check out our videos regarding Alabama's football team as they gear up for spring football. Practice will start on Friday, March 19th. We got a bunch of storyline series coming out. Great work by Tony Zucalis on Bama Insider, as well as a ton of videos that you can scroll through right here on our YouTube channel. So definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. Bone, I know you just said he's listed as a running back, but he's listed, you know, he's more like an athlete. And it's pretty amazing that Alabama is going to continue to go after more running backs, because if you look at the running back group at Alabama, it's completely stacked, you know, from head to toe, with Brian Robinson returning for his extra senior season. And then you also have Kamar Wheaton. You have, Killen Robinson, Trey Sanders, Jace McClellan, Kyle Edwards, Roydell Williams. I mean, there's a ton of guys. So who are some other running back targets that could potentially join this room of greatness?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that they're going after, a lot of guys that they're recruiting, but there's also still a lot of guys that they want to see, a lot of guys that they want to evaluate. You know, you go back to Josh Jacobs not getting, a committable offer from Alabama until, the day before National Signing Day. Mark Ingram didn't start getting recruited by Alabama until about the final month before signing day. So some of these guys, that we may see as Alabama targets may not even emerge until later on in the year. But, some of the top guys that are, out there kind of early for Alabama, Gavin Sawchuk out of Colorado, George Pettaway out of Virginia. Those are two, I would consider them sort of like Keelan Robinson type athletes. They're a little bit smaller, but, they're home run hitters. I mean, these are guys that can take it the distance from anywhere on the field. They're quick, they're fast, and they can make big plays. So, these are guys who are also planning on visiting Tuscaloosa in June. As long as things go according to plan and the NCAA lifts that recruiting dead period, but these guys are going to visit Tuscaloosa as quickly as possible. So, I would certainly watch them. Jamarion Miller from Texas, another two backs from Texas that Alabama really likes. Jamarion Miller, Tavoris Jones. They also like Jaden Blue, who already committed to Texas. So you never know. Jane Blue may end up taking a trip to Tuscaloosa eventually, but certainly watching Jamarion Miller and Tavoris Jones out of Texas. Branson Robinson, who's currently the number one running back in the country, out of Mississippi. I think Alabama likes him. I think they would like to see him probably a little bit more. Maybe try to see him a little bit this spring. But there's a lot of running backs that are out there that I think Alabama has a tremendous amount of interest in. I mean, look at the top four. I mean, we just mentioned all four of those guys, and there's several others kind of throughout the country that those are kind of the guys that Alabama likes a lot right now. They're certainly Catron Allen, he's another guy out of IMG Academy. I just think that Alabama is certainly pressing for these guys right now, but there's still some others that they still want to watch a little bit more, maybe see these guys in person. And, as we talked about earlier, as long as the NCAA lists this recruiting dead period, they're going to be able to see these guys in person this summer.
Here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. We appreciate you more than you know, talking recruiting as we always do on Tuesday evening. I know you want to talk about Evan Stewart and his decommitment from Texas. If you can kind of tell us a little bit about Evan Stewart and what that might mean for Alabama, and maybe touch on a couple other wide receiver targets while you're at it.
Yeah, Evan Stewart, one of the top wide receivers in the country in the Rivals 100. I think he surprised a lot of people when he made a commitment to Texas last month. He kind of said that he was going to wait it out a little while, kind of enjoy the process a little bit, and then, bam, commits to Texas. For Texas people, probably not that big of a surprise. It's, new coaching staff with Coach Sark and Coach Banks and those guys, heavily pursuing him and wanting to make a big splash in the Lone Star State this year. So they got a big commitment early from him, but he decided to back off and kind of reevaluate things. And he ends up saying that, he feels like, the SEC is the best conference in college football, which, not really that big of a surprise, but I think with him being committed to Texas at one point, that should certainly sound the alarms that he may not end up in the Big 12, that he's certainly looking strongly at the SEC. And I know Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, all strongly in the mix for him. And I know Alabama's certainly, you know, making a big push for him. They like him a lot. He has a really good relationship with the Alabama coaching staff. And, you know, I certainly think that Alabama's got a great chance for them. I mean, you look at, you know, if you're a wide receiver, you know, in high school football right now, and, you know, you're not seriously considering Alabama, it's, you know, kind of a surprise. You know, as long as Alabama wants you, I mean, you look at Alabama and the, you know, the amount of talent that they've developed at the wide receiver position. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, Coach Sark's not there anymore. Well, you know, all these elite receivers have had different coordinators, different wide receiver coaches when they were, you know, at Alabama. Julio Jones had a different OC. Amari Cooper, you know, Calvin Ridley, you know, Jerry Jeudy and those guys, you know, Henry Ruggs. I mean, you know, Alabama has, you know, just so many people that work behind the scenes who helped develop these guys, from the nutritionists, strength and conditioning staff. And, you know, we just saw Alabama, you know, have a Heisman Trophy winner at the wide receiver position. So that this is certainly a position that Alabama can recruit easily, but they also, you know, are trying to go after the best guys. And I think Evan Stewart's, you know, certainly one of the top tier wide receivers in the country. Alabama showing a ton of interest. And when Alabama, you know, really turns up the heat, especially on a wide receiver target these days, you know, these guys tend to take, you know, that pretty seriously. So I think, you know, Alabama is certainly going to be a very strong contender for Evan Stewart moving forward. And, you know, would not be surprised if we saw him on Alabama's commitment list at some point. But make no mistake, it's going to be a tough recruitment. There's a lot of schools that are in the race, a lot of schools that he likes, but like I said, if he makes a trip to Tuscaloosa this summer, you know, there's, you know, I think they're going to have a good chance to really, you know, land his commitment.
Let's talk about some other wide receivers within this class of 2022. I'll just kind of pop on Rivals, you know, top target list. And, you know, maybe if there's a couple that, you know, might stand out, you can jump in and kind of talk about some of these guys. But why don't you kind of mention some other key targets, and I'll pull those guys up for you.
You know, it's probably not going to be a monster wide receiver class right now. You know, I see, you know, three, maybe four receivers. Four might be pushing it, but, you know, they're at least going to go after three guys, at least try to sign three guys. You know, look at Kevin Coleman right now, sitting at number two, five-star wide receiver, who, you know, it seems like Alabama's in the driver's seat for it this time, but also, you know, he's going to wait it out. He wants to enjoy the process. He wants to take visits. He's already saying that he's going to wait until, you know, probably you know, one of the All-American games to announce that decision. You know, there's an in-state wide receiver, Amari Kelly, you know, from Hewitt Trustful, who certainly has Alabama very high on his list. We mentioned Evan Stewart, Koji Antwi, there at number 10 of Suwanee, Georgia, has Alabama in his top five. But I, you know, I think it's probably more of a Georgia, Texas A&M recruiting battle for Kojo right now. You know, another wide receiver that I think Alabama has an excellent chance to land is Berrien Brown out of Tennessee. I know there's been some talk of Isaiah Horton, another wide receiver from Tennessee, as a potential target joining Alabama's class, but I'm looking more at Berrien Brown. So, you know, really, if I'm, you know, if I'm an Alabama fan, I'm watching these wide receivers, you know, kind of throughout the country right now, as to who may have the best chance to end up in the Tides class, I'm really watching Evan Stewart, I'm watching Amari Kelly, I'm watching Kevin Coleman, and Berrien Brown. Those are probably the four that I feel Alabama has the best chance with at this time out of any of these guys. But, you know, certainly a lot of guys that are out there could easily see some guys pick up some offers throughout the spring and the summer. And, you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of these guys, even the ones that, you know, are considered key targets, will at least come in, work out, you know, and 10 camp for Alabama, because, you know, even though they may be top targets now, they still haven't been seen in person. They haven't been, you know, properly evaluated. Yeah, they've been, you know, evaluated based on their film, based on, you know, maybe some workout videos and highlights and stuff like that. But Nick Saban, that coaching staff, they still want to see these guys in person. They still want to see them work out. You know, I'll never forget, you know, an assistant coach who's no longer at Alabama. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, him telling me they weren't really sure if they were going to make this big strong push for Jalen Waddle. They liked him. They just weren't, you know, they liked him on film, but they really wanted to see him in person. Alabama went out to see him during the spring. Really liked him a lot. I mean, he you know, continued to kind of jump up and move up their recruiting board. And then he ends up coming to camp. Well, they said he was the best, you know, inside receiver that they had had in camp in years. And which it was kind of surprising at the time, just because of all the receivers that, you know, had played in Tuscaloosa and you know, the guys that they had, you know, had in camp for years. I was just like, eh, okay. They're probably just trying to get, they're probably hoping he gets a high ranking. But obviously he turned into being just an unbelievable, one of the most explosive players that we've ever seen in college football. So yeah, I think that, you know, there's a chance for some of these guys to really move up this recruiting board throughout the spring, throughout the summer, even guys that, you know, as of right now may not be considered, you know, tier one targets. They, you know, and we may see some tier one targets drop down below, you know, especially if they work out at camp this summer. So there's a lot that that can happen and a lot can change. Just because you're a number one guy right now doesn't mean you're going to be a number one guy when you get ready to make that decision.
Good stuff. Here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com, talking about a variety of topics. If you missed anything, you can definitely catch it, you know, on the rewind, or you can listen to it on podcast. We have this goes out as podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. So you can search us out right there as well. Give us a 5-star rating. We'd sincerely appreciate it. And a thumbs up, and make sure to subscribe right here on Bama Insider, as well as back at BamaInsider.com. And we'd appreciate an opportunity to earn your business. Bone, what about some candidates that could potentially flip to Alabama, guys who are committed somewhere else right now that Alabama is still pursuing as we enter the middle of March going into the spring season?
Yeah, we saw 7 players in last year's recruiting class that were committed elsewhere who ended up flipping to Alabama. I think there may have been 1 or 2 guys who decommitted and then eventually committed to Alabama. But I, you know, I've always considered those guys flips. But yeah, I certainly think that, you know, it'd be foolish to think there's not going to be someone who flips to Alabama in this class. It, you know, it happens every year. And, you know, I just would be surprised if we didn't see someone flip to Alabama. And there's a few guys that are out there that Alabama's still pursuing, that they're still going after, that that still plan on visiting Tuscaloosa. Now, will they end up flipping? Maybe, maybe not. We may still see some kids who are committed elsewhere that we're not even talking about right now who end up deciding, hey, guess what? I can go visit Alabama now. You know, the NCAA lifted this dead period, so I can go check them out. Wow, this is where I want to go. Or we can see, you know, maybe somebody like Quinnen Williams, who didn't have an offer from Alabama during the spring, committed to Auburn, ends up going to Alabama's camp during the summer, earning that offer and flipping. So we could easily see, you know, maybe somebody like that happen. But, you know, some of the top candidates right now, you know, I'm certainly looking at, you know, Jaden Blue. He's committed to Texas. I'm just, you know, I don't know if he plans on making a trip to Tuscaloosa yet, but he was certainly one of Alabama's top running back targets when he committed to Texas. Bobby Taylor, 4-star defensive back out of Texas, Katy High School in Texas, has already said that he plans on visiting Alabama in June. Is committed to Texas A&M, so that's certainly somebody to kind of continue to keep an eye on. Sam McCall, out of Lake Gibson High School in Florida. You know, he has committed twice already, committed to Florida back in the fall. Now he's committed to Florida State, but that's certainly somebody that, you know, Alabama is still interested in and could easily end up visiting Tuscaloosa at some point. Excuse me. Sorry. So yeah, there's a couple other guys that I wanted to mention real quick. You know, Jeremiah Alexander decommitted from Alabama. You know, he's still being heavily pursued. Sean Washington decommitted from LSU, still has high interest in Alabama. And also Holden Stays, 4-star tight end from Georgia, decommitted from Penn State. And that's somebody that's you know, very high on Alabama's list right now. It almost seems like I got COVID, but I don't. Can't stop coughing for some reason.
You're good. I can, we can continue to roll forward. All right. Hold on. All right. You can take a minute. That's fine.
Wish I had a water in here. Nah, I'm good now.
All I have is this boiling coffee that I'm drinking. So I'm trying to like do all. I got Trey coming in here in a minute too. So
it felt like I just had something crawling up my throat, and I was just like, can't breathe for a second. But now I'm good.
You want to? Why don't you start talking about Jeremiah Alexander again, and then I think you'll be good with those other guys. Or do you want to just do? I'll just start out with talking about flip candidates, and we can just do that again real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, 3, 2. You good? You need some water?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, cool. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's also talk about a couple candidates that might be on the flip watch, guys who are committed elsewhere that Alabama is still pursuing. Fuck, now I'm all fucked up.
Sorry.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right, Bone, let's talk about some other guys possibly on flip watch that Alabama is recruiting, guys who are committed elsewhere. It always happens. Happened a couple times on signing day for Alabama recently. Who is Alabama still pursuing, guys that are committed elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. You look at last year's recruiting class. I think there were 7 players in that class who flipped from their school to Alabama. So, it's going to happen. You don't know who it's going to be, but it typically happens. I mean, you look at last year's class. We weren't talking about JoJo Earl prior to his flip from LSU to Alabama. We weren't talking about Devontae Smith. A week before his flip to Alabama, we weren't talking about Kadarius Callaway before his flip from Mississippi State to Alabama. So there's easily could be some of those guys who are out there that we're not talking about right now who could end up potentially flipping down the road that Alabama's, pressing hard for behind the scenes. There's also guys who are out there that Alabama, still wants to wait and see in camp this summer. You look back a few years ago, Quinnen Williams was committed to Auburn. Obviously, one of the top defensive linemen, turned into be one of the top defensive linemen in the country. But he wasn't heavily pursued by Alabama early in the process. He ends up committing to Auburn. Alabama waited, had him come to camp, and he ends up doing really well. Obviously, and Alabama started pushing for him, and he ends up flipping from Auburn to Alabama. Same with Mac Jones. Mac Jones was committed to Kentucky. Alabama wanted to see him in camp. They had already taken a commitment from Tua, and he came to camp and obviously performed really well. And they said, we're going to take a second quarterback, and Mac Jones ends up flipping. So that worked out pretty well for Alabama again. But you look at some of the guys in this year's recruiting class who have already made commitments. I'm looking at Bear Alexander, five-star defense tackle, who's committed to Georgia. I'm kind of looking in the state of Texas right now. Jaden Blue, running back from Texas, is also committed to Texas at this point. And then Bobby Taylor, four-star defensive back from I can't remember exactly where he's from. I probably had to pull it up. But Bobby Taylor, four-star defensive back that's committed to Texas A&M. Let's see where he's from. Katie. That's right.
Start on 3, 2, 1.
You got to also have Bobby Taylor, four-star cornerback from Katy, Texas, who's already planning a trip to Tuscaloosa in June. So those are a few guys from the state of Texas. Now, Bear Alexander, he says he's pretty solid with his commitment to Georgia. I know he had an offer from Alabama prior to his commitment. So we'll see if he ends up taking any visits, but I'm not really expecting, anything from him at the moment. Jaden Blue, Alabama had very high interest in him prior to his commitment to the Longhorns. So we'll see if, he potentially still takes some visits, but not really, don't really expect anything at this point. One of the top overall players in the country, Travis Hunter from Georgia, is committed to Florida State. One of Alabama, would be right at or near at the top of Alabama's wish list. He's very firm with Florida State, but Alabama Georgia, a few other schools continuing to heavily pursue him. You know, a lot of schools really want him as a part of their recruiting class. So we'll see if he potentially ends up taking some visits. But as of right now, still very firm with the Seminoles. But, you know, there's some other guys that are out there that Alabama's, you know, showing interest in and, you know, hoping to at least get on campus this summer for visits. So once again, I will be absolutely shocked if we don't see someone flip to Alabama. We saw several of those happen last year. We see them happen every single year. Of course, Alabama ends up, you know, losing some as well. And of course, we already saw Jeremiah Alexander decommit from Alabama, but obviously Alabama is still trying to get him back on board. And there's some other guys that are out there who've already decommitted from other programs. Holden Stays, who's a four-star tight end from Georgia, who decommitted from Penn State. Shone Washington, four-star defensive lineman from Louisiana, who decommitted from LSU. So those are some guys who have already committed, decommitted, and, you know, looking at looking strongly at Alabama.
All right, Bone, as we wrap up real quick, and thank you very much for watching the show, everyone. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. Bone, you know, there's a possibility that, you know, guys could somehow come, you know, back this summer. And I'm talking about high school guys coming back, you know, for an opportunity to get evaluated by the coaching staff. How big would this be? Kind of what's the latest on that? I know there's no official word, but, you know, Alabama, it's pretty incredible that they did so well recruiting wise without even seeing anybody in person and put together this number one class. What's the latest on that? And kind of wrap up the show talking about the potential of high school guys getting an opportunity to get back on campus.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly heading in that direction. You know, hopefully everything's a go this summer because, you know, it's going to mean a lot for the Alabama coaching staff and for the players. You know, there's a lot of players that are out there who are itching to get an Alabama offer, like a Quinnen Williams, like a Mac Jones. You know, they had to come to camp to earn their offer, and they did. And, you know, we'll see what happened. I mean, imagine if those guys never attended Alabama's camp. If they didn't have that opportunity, would Alabama have, you know, offered those guys? Maybe not. So I think this is going to be huge for Alabama, you know, get kids back on campus, evaluate them. I don't know if we'll see 1,000 kids on campus for summer camp, but as long as they can get, you know, some guys on campus, you know, 100 or so guys on campus and work them out and evaluate them, it's going to certainly you know, be a big plus because, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that are top tier targets right now for Alabama, but they're top tier targets based on highlight films, on game films, on, you know, maybe some workout videos. You know, these guys could end up moving down to second tier guys, and we may see second tier guys move up to first tier after they end up working out for Alabama. Alabama finally has an accurate height and weight on these players. You know, they're finally able to work out with them and see what they're able to do out on the field, working with Coach Saban or working with, you know, Bill O'Brien. You know, I think that's, you know, really the big, you know, issue right now in terms of Alabama, you know, not really trying to rack up on a bunch of commitments. You know, you currently see the commitment class with five guys who are committed, and it's not like they're pressing for guys to jump on board. They still want to evaluate. They want to make sure they're making the right decisions. This is probably going to be a smaller class, so you got to make sure you're making the right decisions, you know, for your future and for these kids' future. So hopefully things are going to get back to normal and camps are going to happen and evaluations are going to take place.
Good stuff, Bone. Well, thank you very much for watching, everyone. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. We appreciate you more than you know. Move past 50,000 subscribers. Now we're marching towards 100,000 subscribers right here on BamaInsider.com. Stay tuned for more coverage as we continue to march towards the end of this week. Alabama starts practice on March 19th. That's Friday. And Alabama basketball plays Iona on Saturday. We'll have you covered right here at BamaInsider.com.